It's Thursday, March 12th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. The World Health Organization has now declared the COVID-19 crisis a pandemic, with Iran and Italy as the new front lines in the battle against the virus. Italy has over 12,000 cases and over 800 deaths, leading the government to put the entire country on lockdown. And they're limiting the movement of 60 million people. Chico Harlan, Rome bureau chief at the Washington Post, joins us for what Italy is like post-lockdown. Thanks for joining us, Chico.
Absolutely, no problem.
So the latest update, the WHO, the World Health Organization, has declared the global coronavirus crisis. They've called it now a pandemic, which really just means that this virus is causing sustained outbreaks in multiple regions in the world. One of the things that they've said is that Iran and Italy are the new front lines in the battle against the virus that started in China. And specifically in Italy, there's a lockdown of the entire country. At first, it was just going to be the northern region. Then they decided to lock down the entire country. And this is something pretty historic. It's never been done. There's 60 million people there. And these just proves the steps that they're going through to try to contain the outbreak of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Chico, you're based there in Italy, in Rome. Tell us what it's like.
Well, totally surreal. When you're on the streets now in Rome, you don't really see people. Some, but they now abide by these completely once alien customs, keeping their distance from one another, eyeing others suspiciously. Some are wearing masks, some aren't. Some wrap scarves around their mouths. But I was only briefly out today shopping for groceries, and the line forms with everyone keeping a meter or two distance from one another. And, you know, the minute you get home, you wash your hands for somewhere between 20 to 40 seconds, and you try not to touch your face. These are the things that every Italian is doing now. And of course, normal life has stopped. School, theater, museums, nothing is open. There's very little reason to go outside other than just to see the beauty of Rome, which still is there. You can't ever shut that down. But these are customs that Italians have internalized, I'd say, very quickly in just a matter of days as the number of cases has gone up and up and up. And I kind of, as society, in a very rapid amount of time, went through all the stages of grief and acceptance that allowed these measures to be taken without much blowback at all. Now people are saying, okay, it's necessary. And I think other countries will get there too, maybe not to a lockdown, but to some dramatic ways in which life changes.
Right. The numbers are constantly changing, but we have over 12,000 confirmed cases there in Italy, more than 800 deaths. The numbers just keep rising all the time. What does the official lockdown consist of? I know they're placing restrictions on travel in and out of the country and all, but what else are the restrictions, the official restrictions that are happening there?
You're not supposed to move outside of the country or from one area to the other within the country unless you have a special permission. So for reasons of work that are urgent, necessary, for reasons of health or other emergencies, then you need to have this police form, a signed declaration with you, and you're liable to be checked. And I do think enforcement, though it's impossible to patrol every single border, it's been enough to reduce dramatically the number of people that are even leaving their neighborhood. And I think that's the goal. It's kind of to atomize society and turn 60 million people into a nation of home dwellers. And it takes society to get pretty spooked before people will do that. I mean, really, though it's a government order, it's also a matter of self-compliance. And I think pretty much down to the person, that's what's happening now. The last two or three days, Italy has felt shut down indeed.
In the United States, Washington State's governor just announced a ban on gatherings of more than 250 people, concerts and music festivals. Things are being shut down. So in the United States, we're kind of getting there. We're getting to that point where they're starting to shut down things. And obviously, they're telling people not to be in large gatherings. But for a city like Rome and the country overall in Italy, there's tons of tourism there. People go there to be out and about and experience the culture. And that's rapidly changing, as you've been saying. What happens to the business owners? Because if everything's shut down, there's very limited people in a cafe or so, and even then they're still sitting a meter apart or something. What of the business owners there?
They're totally screwed. Surely there'll be some government attempts at relief and bailout, but Italy will be in a deep recession. And Italy was in a bad economic shape even before this hit, but it could be one of the ugliest chapters of post-war Italian history just from an economic standpoint. And it, of course, there are variables about how long this carries on for, but this is a country that depends on tourism for 13% of its GDP. Tourism is zero now. Nobody is here.
Right.
And then, of course, shops are closed at night. There's not a restaurant open in Italy tonight.
That was one of the interesting things I noted from your piece, is that they said that restaurants and bars should be closing by 6 p.m. And for anybody that's been to Italy or knows about it, they eat pretty late. They don't really start getting out until 9 o'clock or something.
No one's going to dinner now. That's basically what it means.
Wow.
You can go out for lunch. And there's some talk even that restrictions might further tighten, such that the only things that are open are pharmacies and grocery stores. That remains to be seen. But some politicians from the north are saying that even the existing restrictions are too lax.
This is pretty far gone, obviously, there in Italy. But do we know where the first case started, how it really originated there? Was it somebody traveling back from China?
They still don't have a definitive answer, but it looks more complicated than that. There's some speculation that it could have come from Germany. There was a miniature outbreak in January. Then maybe there was some contact there. But by and large, the hunt for patient zero has been unfulfilling and almost at this point feels besides the point. Because by the time Italy woke up to this, it had clearly been brewing for about 3 weeks, maybe, well, let's just say some weeks. And then they started looking for cases and they found cases everywhere. So that didn't happen overnight.
And that's exactly why the World Health Organization has declared this a pandemic now, so that countries and everybody can put a lot of effort into this, into getting their health systems up to date and ready in case something happens, in case outbreaks happen there locally. For now, thank you, Chico. I appreciate you giving us the lowdown there and what's going on. As I said, some of these restrictions and things are probably going to start popping up in a lot of different places as people are trying to limit the spread of this. But for now, Italy completely on lockdown. Chico, thank you very much. Rome Bureau Chief at the Washington Post.
Thank you.
This has been your daily coronavirus update. I'm Oscar Ramirez, and don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.